They're
great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Pardon, Mike.
No, that's quite all right, dear. Your father and I were just discussing his day at work. Why don't you tell our daughter about it, honey?
Janie, today I quit my job. And then I told my boss to go screw himself, and then I blackmailed him for almost $60,000. Pass the asparagus.
Your father seems to think this kind of behavior is something to be proud of.
And your mother seems to prefer that I go through life like a freaking prisoner while she keeps my d*** in a mason jar under the sink.
How dare you speak to me that way in front of her? And I marvel that you can be so contemptuous of me on the same day that you lose your job.
I didn't lose it. It's not like, whoops, where'd my job go? I quit. Someone pass the asparagus.
Oh, and I want to thank you for putting me under the added pressure of being the sole breadwinner now.
I already have a job.
No, don't give a second thought as to who's going to pay the mortgage. We'll just leave it all up to Carolyn. You mean you're going to take care of everything now, Carolyn? Yes, I don't mind. I really don't. You mean everything? You don't mind having the sole responsibility? Your husband feels he can just quit his job and you don't...
Will someone please ask me the freaking asparagus?
Guys, I'm not going to be a part of this.
Shut up!
The Don and Mike Show.
How are you anyway?
Stupid dick!
They race to the funny. Don and Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't they say in the movies that those people have good acting chops?
Yeah, what's her name?
Annette Bening.
Yeah, she's got them.
Kevin Spacey.
Right. Yeah, him
got some,
too.
Some serious acting on the hoof there.
Him really good. I watched that Monday Night Football last night, and after the first thought I had that Ron Jaworski was a good addition.
Yeah.
And I got to back off, and here's why. I watch it as a fan of Tony Kornheiser.
Right.
Hoping that the Tony Kornheiser that Mike and I and everybody in D.C. has known for over 20 years finally comes out on this goddamn show. And it seems to be a bit looser, not taking themselves so seriously. The guy Mike Tirico is funny.
Good broadcaster, Mike Tirico.
They're making fun about how bad Rex Grossman sucks. And my God, does he. He had last night, he played maybe a quarter and a half, three fumbles and one interception.
Wow. He's back with a vengeance.
Same guy. So at one point, they're talking about how Tony Kornheiser likes driving his bus around or riding in his bus like Madden.
Right.
And he says he has a driver, and the driver for the bus has driven Paul McCartney and Mick Jagger, and most recently has driven Ozzy Osbourne. Kornheiser says, so of course, as soon as I got on the bus, I looked underneath all the cushions.
That's funny.
And Ron Jaworski said, straight. Why?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You had to be there.
Oh, no, though.
Why?
Oh, and he said it seriously.
Yeah, like in that.
Seriously, like, I have no clue that you're attempting to be comedic.
Like in that football way, and I'm sure that he had his hands going out in that analysis way.
Why'd you do that?
Why?
Tony? I figured I'd say something that will completely kill whatever chance that joke had of succeeding.
Why?
Why?
So anyway, we'll see. After the second week, don't know about it.
Jaws.
But boy, it sure is great watching that football on TV. Mike, today, a man is having a birthday who is a man among men. Do you know the man I'm talking about?
I believe I do, yeah. I believe I do. It's a national holiday here at CBS.
Does everybody know whose birthday it is today?
I think so.
I do. I called him.
Well, we're going to call him right now.
Well, I think that's a good idea. All right, let's get our singing voices ready.
We really hate you. We really hate you.
Not yet. Do, 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 do. Looking forward to this. Oh, come on.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes. I'm sorry I missed your call. Please leave your name and number, and when you called, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks, and have a great day.
To page this person, press 5 now.
Yeah.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Warm wine enema.
Oh, happy day. It's your birthday.
Tool says what?
Sphincter says what?
Worst boss of all time says what?
Happy 70th.
Faggot glasses says what?
Oh, yeah.
It's us. Hated by his Mexican staff, says what?
Are you getting a big piñata?
Try speaking to me in Spanish.
Okay. Very well, good. Anyway, happy birthday.
Oh, we didn't sing it yet. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
There we go.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to
you. Want to hear it?
Yes, of course
press
I do.
2 to erase and re-record. To send your message with normal delivery.
Oh, no, I pressed
press
the wrong button. Hold on.
To send your message with urgent delivery,
wrong button, Mike.
Press 2. You have pressed an incorrect key to send your message with normal delivery.
I want
to
hear it.
You have pressed an incorrect key to send your message. Sorry you're having trouble. Your message has been sent.
Yeah.
Please try again later. Goodbye.
Oh, damn well, it. Goodbye. We'll never be able to hear our work.
Well, goodbye to you then. Goodbye.
Our work. Our body of work.
Fine work it was.
Our big body of work.
There you go. All of that work right down the crapper.
All of that effort.
So this morning, here's the deal with Robbie Bobby Boo,
right?
Who told me that it was Hughes' birthday today.
Yeah.
How'd you find out it was Hughes' birthday anyway?
An email went out.
Yes.
They're going to have pizza for him at the station.
Oh, pizza. Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Pixie pizza. So, anyway, Rob calls me, and as you know, yesterday, Rob was very excited that his wife had made the decision that she was going to take the kids, go out of state to Iowa.
Maybe never to return.
To stay with
this
her,
could be it.
Stay with her mom, that's her dad, something
her dad.
Like that, her dad.
Pop.
And Rob was really excited, as most married guys are.
Sure. In fairness to Rob, for the longest time, you lived with... your wife and your kids and Big Daddy, mm-hmm. your grandfather, God
Grandpa.
Rest his soul.
Right.
And I would imagine you have not, in recent memory, enjoyed blissful solitude.
Love
very
solitude.
Often.
Love mm-hmm. solitude. Yeah. It's the mm-hmm. best. Mm-hmm.
So he calls me today, and he's just as happy as can be.
This morning?
Sure. Yeah.
Is he drunk?
were you?
No.
Were you, boy?
No.
Well, he's very happy.
I didn't even drink much last night because there was so much going on.
Password is... much.
But
I didn't drink much.
Only three.
Very
only
good.
Three.
The key word in any relationship is good communication skills.
Here.
And this is something that Rob and Carrie have a unique knack for. Rob.
Yeah, they almost have ESP around each other.
Oh, we have it in spades.
Tell right. everybody what you told me last night.
Well, I got
and then this morning.
I got home last night, and the kids were about, and she was making dinner. And I said, you know, I don't normally eat dinner with the family. But I will tonight because they're going on a trip sometime tomorrow.
What a guy.
Yeah.
He's a good guy, isn't he?
The all-American dad.
So I sat down. We had dinner, and I guess we finished up. It was about 9 o'clock. I went down, watched some TV with the kids.
Did she keep the kids quiet at dinner?
Yeah, the kids were wonderful at dinner.
Very good.
And they got to be about 10 o'clock, and I said, you know what? I'm tired. I'm going to bed. So I went upstairs to our bedroom, and there was about a 2 to 3 inch layer of clothes mm-hmm. covering the entire bed.
Mm-hmm.
So the bed had been, it just became a counter. It was
so
useless as a bed.
With your miraculous communication with your bride, she had not mentioned the fact that she had the clothes out for
no.
the packing for the trip.
No, I assumed she would pack today.
He's just getting to the tip of this iceberg.
Right.
So I looked and I said, there'll be no sleeping on this bed. I muttered to myself and I said, so what's the plan? And she said, oh, yeah, I'm going to need a ride to the airport tomorrow. And, you know, I understood. It was sort of unspoken. I said, sure, what time is your flight? She said, 8 a.m. And that I started working it through in my head.
Sure.
I said, well, you got to be there too. I said, we're going to have to leave at 5:30 tomorrow morning. She said, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so she continued to begin to pack. There was at this point nothing in the suitcases because I saw her unzip the big suitcase and take the small suitcase out as
right.
they had been stored.
Like nesting though.
So she started to pack and she kept packing and the laundry was being done.
Uh-huh. Right.
And kids were running. And the kids, I said, you know, we probably should get those kids to bed. They've got a very early morning. She
yeah.
said, yeah, we probably ought to. And she kept packing. So I let that go for about 40 minutes. And I put the kids to bed, got them settled. And I said, do we need to charge up the Nintendo DS and the video player so they can watch those on the plane? She said, yes. Yes, we need to do that. I'm glad you thought of that.
Good.
So got everything charged. And at this time, it's about 11 or 11:15, and there's enough clothes off the bed that I can lay down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I did, and I went to sleep.
How long did that take from the time you were thinking about parking your ass on the bed? And
well, you know how long, when you put your head on your pillow and it sort of sinks down?
Yeah.
I was asleep before it stopped sinking. So I was gone, and then she woke me at about 4:15 today.
Oh.
with this sound. Zip, zip, zip.
Uh-huh. Opening and closing of suitcases.
You know those suitcases, they have three corners on the zipper. Right. And I know she's just respecting, wanting me to get as much sleep as possible, because then the suitcase gets on the bed. Zip, zip, zip. And she starts putting things in, and not just putting, but pushing them, because she's got to put. So
her demeanor is indicating to me she wishes for you to be awake.
I suppose.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then she comes over and she says, "It's time to get up." And I said, "Okay, I'm up."
No need to whisper.
Because of the zipper, you might as well be playing a trumpet. Because, you know, medicine chests are opening and doors are slamming and drawers are opening and then zip, zip, zip. And I really just want to say, how many times are you going to open the suitcase? But we get up and we wake up the kids and everything seems to be coming together. And I said, we should go to the airport. She said, we will as soon as the clothes are dry.
What? Oh, no.
I said, you're doing laundry? Why?
I said, it sounds like you're married to my son.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Is she a last minuter?
Yes.
Always?
But, I mean, drying clothes is so absolutely unacceptable because you can throw them in the dryer, turn the dryer on, and go to bed.
Right.
The washer is one of the other noises that got me up today.
Sure. Oh,
you know,
no.
Click, click, and then there's that sort of ratchet sound. Yeah, our bedroom is next to the washer and dryer. So
I
hear
really,
all that.
I mean, she's definitely putting it off to the last minute.
We get out of the house at about 10 minutes after 6,
ooh,
get to the airport. It takes about a half hour, so about 80 minutes before her flight.
Right.
And I get a call from her from O'Hare at about, I guess, 10:30 or 11. And she says, you know, we almost missed our flight.
No kidding.
I said, you don't tell me.
No S, Sherlock.
But she made it. And
you scare me when you talk about her.
Why?
Because you look like you want to kill somebody.
Oh, my God. I
just should have heard him this morning.
Look at you. See his face? His whole body language is different.
You're getting the PG version of this.
Sure. Well, you know. I bet I know what the real version
is. I've calmed down a little bit, but I did discover something. I went into our closet today. I don't normally go in there except to grab a shirt. And I started looking, and, you know, she has stuff stacked in there, like, hidden, as opposed to, like, putting it away or getting rid of it.
Right.
I think she's crazy. I'll say as much.
There's a collector. This is liberating for you, isn't it, to be able to really pour your heart out like
she's
this.
She's nuts.
Now, that he wouldn't say if she was in radio.
No, he would.
Would he say that?
Well, I determined it. I told her today when she called me from Des Moines. I said, so you're there and everything's good? She says, yep, I got me a Dodge and we're going to see Dad. And I said, terrific. Where are you? She said, just outside the airport. We're on a highway headed towards Minneapolis. And I said, well, why? And she said, I don't know. I should hang up and get my bearings. Have you fed the kids? She said, I don't know. They're asleep. I got to figure out where I am.
Am I correct in assuming you have not really figured her out as far
she is nuts.
You haven't figured out her thought process.
Who has?
If there is one.
There is none.
There is none?
No, she can be so.
So she literally will load the kids up, tear out of the airport without any thought of like what direction she's going.
She can
go.
Be really dumb.
Okay, there you go.
Wait a second.
Now we're going to get to the S word was thrown out a lot today.
Oh, I bet it was.
Well, you know what?
And I don't mean S. You know, I mean
she's
S-D-U,
dumber. She's right, dumber right, than she is stupid. Stupid is the wrong word.
So are you telling me that she loads the kids in the rental car, says, okay, let's go, and this just drives, and then is a quarter mile away from the airport before she decides she wants to know what direction she's going in?
That's the impression I got. She said she's headed to Minneapolis. Is Minneapolis even touch Iowa?
No, you got to go the other way.
Yeah.
You got to go the other way.
So she's driving around. The kids are asleep. And I said, how's everything else? She says, great. The radio has a scan button. Mm-hmm. And I found a radio station that Julia likes. I said, and? She said, well, Julia's asleep, but it's great. She's going to love it. Mm-hmm. And there she's off, 100 miles an hour to Minneapolis.
Wow.
But she's gone, and you got your solitude. And my question is, what's that like?
It's great. It really is. until you go into the closet, uh-huh, and you see piles of folded clothes. And I said to the story today, I said, you know, I went in the closet today. Do you know that we have in this new house lots of closet space? Everything can be hung up. She says, I need to sort out the winter clothes. I said, no, you don't. Have we got room for everything?
It was almost Barney Fifey there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's at a different level. He's at a totally different level.
Hang everything up.
Breathe.
Well, here he goes again. Every month, pull up stakes like an Arab and off you go.
And then tonight, I'm going to have to move the nightstand because I lost that battle.
Oh, wait a minute. I figured it out with you. I figured out your insanity.
What?
Your insanity is based on the fact that you are the Uber organizer.
Of course he
and
is.
And she is the polar opposite.
Look yeah. at him.
The last thing she wants to... She's doing laundry because she didn't have the clean clothes for the trip
she postponed it. She's the bipolar opposite.
Wow.
You know what would drive
him... She is nuts.
Drive him crazy.
Oh, don't play this game.
No, no, no. It would drive you crazy if you were at home and you were looking at your CDs and let's say Sweet...
Right.
Was ahead of Supertramp.
Yeah, that would be wrong.
Why would it be wrong?
Because that's not alphabetical.
Because Supertramp starts with S-U and Sweet has S-W.
I went through this with my mother this weekend. Mm-hmm. I went over to borrow a CD, and she's got I wanted to get the Woodstock CD. And there's Woodstock and then Woodstock 2, mm-hmm. and I was going to borrow them both and copy them legally.
Right.
And then I opened up Woodstock, and Woodstock 2 was in the box.
Right.
And I said, what are you doing?
And
what
a bitch your mom is.
That's like a total meltdown for you.
Oh, it drives me nuts.
What a bitch your mom is.
She's wonderful lady.
That bitch!
But I'll tell you this about my mom.
I never see my office at home.
I'll tell you this about my mom. She is not nuts. My wife is nuts.
Well, she's gone for 6 days.
I hope they talk some sense into her.
Will absence make the heart grow fonder?
Absence will make the house grow neater.
He's the neatnik.
And I have an update for you as well on my home front.
Go ahead.
That I discussed Jan's brother yesterday.
Really?
Is he nuts?
Oh, on the air. Remember I talked mm-hmm. about her? Yeah, I don't think he's nuts.
He's a good guy?
Last night as we were sitting at the table,
yes.
she actually said again, you know, it really would be nice one night this week just to have him over. Just to have him over.
She didn't hear me say that, did she?
No.
Thank God.
That's independent.
That's the same tack you used. It is.
Well, no, I was joking, though. Maybe. I mean, I really was. I was giving Don a hard time, which is kind of what I do on this show.
I know, but I was put in that uncomfortable position.
How did you respond?
I said no. I just said we can't figure and really, my God, I wonder... How does anybody manage to live with me? Because here are the reasons I gave. Besides, you know, that I've had nonstop guests.
Yeah, right.
As I've told you so many times.
Yeah, and I was with you on that one yesterday.
Since May. I said, well, look at just this week. I mean, your brother's going to be leaving on Friday, and Bart's not even gone yet. Tonight's pretty much out of the question because we don't know what's going on tonight.
Do you want to see if he's gone? Because it's too late.
We've got Wednesday night or Thursday night. I said at Thursday night. There's a game on,
yeah,
and that leaves Wednesday night, and I guess that I didn't have the correct level of enthusiasm for that. And she actually said, "Well, you know what? What I should do is, I'll just take him out to eat." And I said, "That's great. You know, you should. He's your brother. Go somewhere nice." And she said, "Yeah,
you give her a gift certificate."
She said, "I'll tell him that you had a last minute meeting, or you got tied up at work, and that's very sweet of Janet to offer that up. But I think that she should just be honest with him."
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, just say, you know.
You're exhausted. You've had family around, and you want a little break from family. It's been family.
Too many.
He doesn't care.
Why does it have to be even explained?
That's true. You don't.
It's because Janet's a girl.
All she has to say, and it is not lying if she says, you're busy, mm-hmm. you know, because you are. You're busy doing what you want to do.
But I won't.
That's busy, too.
But I won't be, because that's the truth. If I go home like tonight, I'm just going to enjoy the fact that nobody's there.
And all I had suggested yesterday was, you know, you throw a couple of burgers on the grill,
you
have them over, and you get that door hung the right way.
Yeah.
Make it a party.
Count your blessings.
Post-supper door hanging.
Why's that?
She ain't nuts.
No, she's not. She's not nuts.
My wife is out of her mind.
She's not dumb.
Out of her cotton-picking
But you should
skull.
Be, see, you should be happy, though, because you do have your fortress of solitude.
Yeah, but for 6 days, and then...
She's coming back, Rob.
Of course she's coming back,
What are you
Rob?
Saying? Jesus. That was real right there. That's
Come on,
funny.
Listen. Right now, you should be happy.
I should be.
Why aren't you happier?
Because today I made the concrete realization that she's out of her mind.
Well, the 5:30 thing was...
But she's gone, though.
She is gone.
She's gone.
Time. That's right. She'll be back soon.
I don't understand him sometimes.
Me either.
I mean, he should be
Can't
right
Can't wait
now.
To have her back.
Do you have beer in your house?
I will tonight. I'll stop at Shoppers on the way home. Okay. There's only one left. And I've told you this before. I'd rather have no beer than one beer.
I agree.
One beer is the worst.
One beer is terrible because you know, it's like you open the floodgates and then you can't stop
it. Tease.
Are you going to Shoppers Mexican Warehouse tonight?
I am. I'm going to buy that and chalupas.
All right. Have a good time.
Very good.
Come on. We all live vicariously through you at this point.
Yes.
Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy it.
Even me. Come
six
on.
Days. I will be happy. For I will God's call sakes. You tonight, and I will be happy.
Call me tonight and be so drunk.
I will.
Yeah, get loaded tonight.
Be so drunk.
That's your instruction. Get loaded.
And we'll have our drunk talk.
Okay.
You know what I really love you to do?
What's that?
Just to get really drunk and leave him a message. Don't pick up one time so we can hear it.
I'd be glad to.
Can you do that? It really would. I swear to God, it would give me something to look forward to.
You know,
okay,
I will.
But only if he's really 100% blotto.
Right? Yeah, like you know, late night call.
Mike, we may not have a show tomorrow if we don't do this today.
Ah, amen.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.